You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
The Bachelorettes, Courtney Issel and Gareth. This is now the couple.
Yes.
It has happened. And they are on the show. I remember, Joe, when was it when Courtney Issel was on the show before? It was early in the year.
February. Yeah, I think it was February, yeah.
Around there.
Yeah.
So it was just before, I think they just brought in new guys.
Oh, yes, yes.
Fresh guys. Brought in extra guys.
Fresh meat.
Ja, wat was hulle hier? Ha? Ja, wat? Ha, hulle?
Courtney Issel is op clean feed en ek bel gou vir Gareth, want ons het hom verloor.
Okay.
So hy gaan op die phone-lijn doen.
Hello, Courtney Issel.
Hello.
Hello, Gocha.
Hello, it's me, the
Gocha. Hello, Gochi. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you again as well.
Remember last time we spoke, you were...
Yeah.
It was early days yet. But now what we know is that all of this was filmed last year, November, isn't it?
Yes and no. We also did the mental all, of course, after... We finalized the season.
Okay, but how long have you guys been a couple now, you and Gareth?
6 months, eh?
Woohoo! Listen, and now it's I hear you've had COVID together and everything.
Yeah, we're actually on the mend. We basically have almost recovered. Yeah, it's been hectic, but of course we've had each other and been amusing each other like we've been in the past 6 months. So it wasn't any different.
Were you ill?
Yeah, we have been ill. We lost our taste, we lost our smell, a little bit of tightness, but we've just been taking care of each other in sickness and in health.
But you're in Cape Town, aren't you? I think you're in Stellenbosch, if I remember correctly.
Gareth is in Stellenbosch.
You're in Seapoint.
And I'm in Seapoint.
Yeah, there we go. All right. So now, haven't moved in together yet?
Not yet.
Getting there.
Yeah, eventually, but not yet.
Listen, Gareth is now on the line with us as well. Hello, Gareth. Gareth, hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can, sir. Listen, I love this. I must say, I was looking at the pictures and I think this is going to work, Gareth. It's going to work.
Between myself and Nico.
Either that or the interview.
Yeah, I'm also like, what on earth are you talking about, Gareth?
Gareth. So now, I hear now from Courtney Issel, it's been 6 months.
Yep, yeah, it has. I think quite a lot of the public are quite surprised that we get together.
But now this is the thing, because you're not the spotlight guy, but now you are. You have to be.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't mind.
Courtney Issel, yeah. You know what I like about him? He's calm. I like that.
Mm. Yes, he is. I'm like, wah! He's like, wah.
You're going to be a bit scum, you know. The scum ones are the best ones. You must beware the arrogant ones. Mm. The scum ones.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
Gareth, are you scum?
I'm a bit scum, man.
It's fine.
I think I come across a bit scum because quite a soft-spoken still guy, as I put it.
Yeah. Listen, now obviously, interestingly enough... people who were paying attention saw that how this was going to play out. They knew it from the very first time that you admitted to Gareth that you have feelings for him. Right, Courtney Issel? It was obvious where this was going.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I've had a lot of people saying that, you know, they knew before I did. And to be honest, just watching the show, I was like, oh my gosh, look at my face when I'm looking at him. I was already in my feelings and I didn't even know.
So now to people that don't or didn't watch the show, why Gareth among all of them? Why him?
especially, why have I not watched the show? Guys, go to Showmax, go watch it. It is still around. It is still there. Go and watch the show and you'll see exactly why.
I like
Gareth
that.
Gareth is
like
an
that.
Amazing guy and he swept me off my feet and just stole my heart. Mm. And yeah, definitely meant to be. I don't know how Gareth feels.
Gareth?
But I definitely know that it's meant to be. It's written in the stars.
For sure.
Yeah, no, she swept me off my feet while I was trying to sleep all day.
Cute.
Listen, guys, I'm gonna honestly say, you know, my gut feel is always right about relationships. This is gonna be great, and it's gonna last for years, long decades.
Where were you my whole season? I needed you my whole season then.
You know where I was the whole time. You know, writing letters to you, Kanisa. Did they?
Who
you know,
I, man?
I'm old school.
My man is on the phone. Why are you doing this?
I know. I'm old school. I write, you know, with a Croxley paper. I write and then I post it. But it's the post office. You probably didn't get one, eh?
No. Sorry, well,
and then Gareth came along. And anyway. Well, I'm glad because this is always the thing, you know, about reality series. It's always wonderful to me when it actually works.
Mm. Yeah.
I always have my doubt about it, but now you're living proof that it works, eh, Nisa?
I mean, to be honest, it's just a strike of luck, magic, and just, you know, the universe. Because honestly, who would think that one would find their true love on a TV show? Like, I feel like we definitely just encompass what it means to go on a blind date and actually fall for someone. Yeah.
Yeah, like I say, in your words, it was clear. You know, for people watching, yeah. It was clear what was happening. And it makes it real and it makes it true and it makes it something that'll last. So, guys, we're going to wish you the best. Always nice talking to you, Kreniso.
And, yay!
And I hope to see you again one day, run into you
yes,
somewhere.
Definitely. Definitely. Gareth, definitely.
Gareth, take care of this lady, hey?
No, I definitely will. Thank you very much.
I know you will. Okay, guys, go
cute.
Well.
Okay. Bye-bye. I love this interview. Bye.
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 Okay. What?
Your next name.
What's smiley in us?
Love is a beautiful thing.
Muska Yadgat, sit here and smile.
I think it's great that it's worked out because, I mean, I've watched some of the, like, you know, there's a show, Dinner Date. Mm. And,
I love Dinner Date.
And every time at the end, it's always like, you know, Gareth is dating someone else after 2 weeks. It's never worked out. So it's great to see this one actually working out towards the end.
Yeah. For sure. Gelukkig, jy weet die ding met iets soos boersoeke vrou ook. Ek kom achter dat daar's nogal baie troues wat nou deesdae plaasvind van deelnemers. So it looks like, I think reality TV now eventually, dating shows, they're getting it right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Just the Drive Podcast, the commentary, mate.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.